cared about others. And, you know, it really made a mark on me. It really did. So I'm grateful for others.
Gratitude helps us notice the many gifts we're freely given. Even when it appears the chips are down, there are hidden mercies that can help to compensate. These gifts can transform a challenging circumstance into something more bearable, an affirmation that all is not lost. Frank Rogers at the Claremont School of Theology in Claremont, California, has pondered this truth.
My own journey has been a difficult journey. I'm an abuse survivor myself, and a lot of my work comes out of just the years and years of agony of trying to make find resources for life in the midst of crippling depressions and rages and interior stirrings that were just debilitating. And so my deepest gratitude is for the incredible sources of grace and care that have come my way, that have opened me up to a healing journey that actually led into the work on compassion that I do. And for those sources, I mean everything from just moments of being connected to just a profound sense of the utterly compassionate essence woven into the universe, and finding myself held in that and beloved in that, no matter what, even in the midst of the darkest, even in an asylum, in a padded room where I'm just so enraged I couldn't be in public. Even in that space, feeling surrounded by a grace that was absolutely stilling and life-affirming.
Is that an unconditional love?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without judgment, absolute understanding, absolute care, grace, unconditional. Yeah.
Frank Rogers is author of Practicing Compassion. Because it can be such a powerful tool in shaping our perceptions, the experience of being grateful has recently been the subject of fascinating scientific research. What are ways to reinforce personal gratitude in difficult times? And what are the benefits of maintaining this outlook? Robert Emmons is professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis.
Sure, when the terrible things are happening, nobody feels grateful for them. I mean, how could you? That would be, you know, absurd to feel grateful for losses and suffering and crises and illness to loved ones and so on. But yet, with these events comes a perspective, a recognition that, you know, that life contains more reasons to be grateful than not. I think that's what the grateful people do. They're able to transcend these temporary circumstances and view life in its entirety. And they just have a worldview that informs and instructs them that life is really about opportunities. It's about seeing, you know, the giftedness even in trials. And this, you know, I think is a primary source of strength, enables them to cope with all sorts of difficulties.
Looking for that silver lining.
That's right. That's right.
Is gratitude something a person can actually practice? In other words, is it a skill that we can get better at?
Well, I think actually it has to be practiced. I don't think it comes easily or naturally or effortlessly for most of us, certainly not.